Well, good morning, everybody. Today, the gospel poses this question to us. Did Jesus come in order to condemn the world or to save the world? And the answer is the latter. Jesus came in order to save. And we might pose the question like, did Jesus come into my life to condemn me or to save me? And of course, the answer is, again, the latter. That we celebrate, we are in Rejoice Sunday today, Laetare Sunday, we rejoice that Jesus has come into the world to bless it, to sanctify it, to transform it, to save it. We celebrate that Jesus has come into each one of our own little lives in order to do the same thing, to bless it, to sanctify it, to transform it, and to save it. And this is what we celebrate as faithful Catholics. And I was reading this morning in Leviticus chapter 8, and Moses and Aaron have prepared this incredible holocaust according to all the prescriptions of the law, and it says that the presence of God came unto that altar, which, by the way, is foreshadowing the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But it says that from the presence of God came fire. And this like, from the presence of God comes fire. It is a power. It is a light that comes from the very presence of our Lord into this world and charges it, but also into our lives and charges them with his power, with his fire. And the fire is not to destroy. The fire is to transform and to consume and to save. So much so that Jesus says in our gospel today that we become light. We become in him. Ephesians, St. Paul says, you once were darkness. You weren't in the darkness. You were darkness. But now that you are in Jesus, you don't just have light like a little lantern. You are light. You are so caught up in the power of God, in the reality of God, in the fire of God, that you become light. He consumes us and we consume him, and that we become part of this fire that isn't here to destroy, that is here to save. And this is the most like incredible thing, the power of our Lord. Have you ever met somebody who is so filled with confidence in God, who is so sure that God is always with them, that Jesus is always with them, that they are so alive in God that nothing can stop them? I want you all to see the movie Cabrini. It is so good. It is in the theaters now. I go to movies a whole lot, and I don't watch TV, but I went because I heard such great things. It is so good. Here is the story of a saint who was so focused on the Lord and who knew that she had a power behind her, but not just behind her, a power in her and a fire. That she was unstoppable. She would not take no for an answer from the mayor, from the cardinals that got in her way, all these different things. She would not take no for an answer. She was so set on God's will. She was so filled with fire and filled with power that it wasn't her power, it was his power that filled her. And she became this unstoppable force and this unstoppable light. And other people, countless other people, she famously said that the world is not big enough to contain the mission that she felt God had given her, that God had entrusted her with it. And she lived magnanimously. She lived filled with this power and filled with this fire. And so many people, innumerable people, in the orphanages that she started, in the hospitals that she started, in the schools she started, lived in her light. But it wasn't her light, right? It was Jesus' light in her. It was his power, his fire, his light that she was caught up in. And this is the story of every saint, but it is also the story of all of us. It's meant to be our story. We hear too about King Cyrus in our first reading. Most Jewish Bibles finish with this excerpt that we had as our first reading today. And it recounts it how the temple had been ransacked and how most people died and how the ones that survived were taken slaves into captivity in Babylon for a long time, and they destroyed everything sacred. It's unreal to imagine what something similar would be in our own day, but it would be like somebody coming into this church and destroying everything and destroying it all and then killing us or taking us into slaves as slavery. And then King Cyrus comes, living in the fire of God and the power of God and light of God, and redeems this and brings that power. You see, this is what we're meant to be, filled with fire, filled with power, filled with light, but not our own, his. And we will save what has been ransacked in our culture. We will save what has been destroyed in our families, in our situations, in our lives. And we will transform this world, and we will ultimately contribute to the salvific purposes of Jesus, because he did not come into this world to condemn it. He came to save it. And you and I get to be agents of that salvation, not just recipients of it, but agents of it. And we do so when we live in the fire of God, in the power of God, in the light of God. Praise our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.